This Mix Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mix Sunday Morning for the week of September 10th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. According to ChristianHeadlines.com, Republicans reevaluate pro-life label after closed-door strategy meeting. And what they said, a series of significant election losses have Republicans rethinking the use of the pro-life label and searching for more specific language, according to a new report. GOP senators told NBC News that data was presented during a closed-door meeting last week showing that voters were reacting differently to labels like pro-life and pro-choice than they have in the past. I'm not going to get political on this show. I simply brought that out to say one thing. Everyone is trying to change the narrative. It's not just the left, it's the right too. See, there's only one truth. There's only one way. And there is only one life, and that is through Jesus Christ. That's the only narrative that's been written. No matter what they do on this earth, because I simply have to say it this way, it's garbage, and it needs to be just flushed in the toilet. Don't get caught up in the news. We already have the good news. Protect your soul. Protect your family's soul. Who knows what we'll talk about in the next segment right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Hey, in the news, John Schneider of the film The Dukes of Hazzard, and if you remember that, that's one of the shows I grew up with, recently shared how his faith helped him deal with grief after his wife and producer, Alicia Schneider, passed away. He said, "If it weren't for my faith, if it weren't for my belief, absolute belief that God is real, heaven is real, the promise of God that Alicia and I will see each other again forever. If it weren't for that, I think I would have jumped off a bridge." Well, see, it's amazing how God, in the highs in life, in the lows in life, He's there. And yes, we all have a promise that we'll be with the Lord one day. But I don't know if I think we'll know each other. But I don't think we're going to be worried about knowing each other because we're going to be in the presence of the Lord. What do you think about that? Let me know. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome into Mix Sunday Morning. Hey, some more good news. Viking quarterback Kirk Cousins says, "I want to impact people for eternity with the gospel." The four-time Pro Bowl quarterback who led Minnesota to a divisional title last season says he listens to worship music in the locker room before games in order to have the proper perspective before he takes the field. And I love that because we all have to prepare, and we all do it in different ways. He does it before. I'm sure he does it, in his regular life. Well, I know he does because I follow Kirk Cousins, and he is a one of a kind, man. He is a He's one of the toughest football players in the NFL. And he's a family man and he's a godly man. Do you have that kind of preparation in your life? What do you do before a big event? Maybe it's a presentation at work you have to give. Maybe you need to stand up in front of your church and speak on something. You're teaching a class. What do you do before it? Do you listen to worship music? Do you worship the Lord before it? Do you trust Him before you stand up in front of people and can be infectious for Him? God bless you. It's Mick Sunday Morning. It's Mick Sunday Morning. I've shared some good news on the show, but also I want to share the truth on this show. And some tough news this week coming out of Nigeria. A seminary student burned to death in an attack. On September 8th, assailants in an area of Nigeria where terrorists have operated freely burned a Catholic seminary student to death in a failed kidnapping attempt, sources say. In an attack around 8 p.m. on the rectory of St. Raphael's Catholic Church, terrorists unable to enter the home of the parish priest they sought to kidnap instead set it on fire. According to news outlet ACI Africa, citing an interview by Bishop Julius Kundi, the priest and his assistant managed to escape, but the fire killed the seminary student. And that's just tough news, but, you know, it needs to be heard. Christians, there are different ways that Christians are under attack. See, we're under attack in this country, and we don't even know it. Because we have turned, instead of black and white, right and wrong, we live in gray. So we don't know what's right and wrong. Well, in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, like Nigeria and Pakistan, where Christians are hunted down, churches are burned, it's still the attack on Christianity. See, it's not the people that those who are doing this fear. They fear the Lord. But one thing I would fear the most is the wrath of the Lord. And that's coming one day. So I hope you are ready. I hope you're prepared. Because when God releases His Son from His right side to come to this earth, His wrath will follow. God bless you. It's Mick Sunday Morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
This is a Suiting Up Minute with Jeff Springer, a message with a vision of suiting up men for victory. This week, we've been talking about how important it is to identify the MVPs in your life, those people that will motivate your character, value your soul, and praise your journey. We found out that the first step towards finding your MVPs is acknowledging the need. The second step was all about broadening your perspective. Today, we look at the final step, cultivating your relationships that you already have. The definition of cultivating is defined as to acquire and develop and to give one's attention to pursue. In Romans 12:9-10, Paul writes, "Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves." How often do we miss opportunities to cultivate relationships that we already have? Why do we spend so much time seeking what is literally standing right beside us? Men, do not stand on the sidelines of life. Get off the bench. Get in the game. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives you. So come on, men. Suit up. To follow the Suit Up movement, go to twitter.com/suitupministry, all one word, or go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
It's been a great show this morning. I hope you enjoyed the talk. I hope you enjoyed the music this morning. We had some super, super songs with some powerful messages. Thank you, Robo Motors, for being our banner sponsor for the show. I just want to share something with you real quick before we go. Just take time to find peace in your life. I know I've said that before, but you know, it was reminded to me this weekend. My grandson stayed with us this weekend, and one thing I like to do with him, I like to take him outside, and to get away from everything, I always just say, let's listen to the birds. And he looks, he always looks up in the trees, and we sit there and we just listen to the birds. And we have to find that peace, because see, we can be entrapped in life. We can be entrapped in our phones. And that's the one thing I hate the most. You know, I get on my phone, but there are times, you know, I just go to check some things and then I try to put it down. I really wish I could just get rid of my phone. You know, if I didn't have kids that needed to get in touch with me, I would really chunk my phone away. It's a distraction. TV. You hear all the time, you know, binging Netflix. Hey, I've done it. You know, I found a show I liked and I finished it a night. Did I read my Bible that night? Did I give God the same attention that I gave that show? Just find that peace where you can say, hey, I don't need that. Train up in the Word. Know the Lord your God. Thank you for listening. If the Lord doesn't come back, Mixed Sunday Morning, we'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.